Why is Noah syndrome so dangerous? Thanks for asking. April 2024 saw a couple in the south of France handed a one-year suspended sentence and a ban from having pets after they were discovered keeping 159 cats and 7 dogs in their 860-square-foot apartment. According to BBC News, the animals were discovered last year living in filth, many dehydrated, suffering from malnutrition or infected with parasites. That shocking animal hoarding case seems to be an example of a behavioural issue known as Noah syndrome.
Is that Noah as in Noah from Noah's Ark?
Exactly. In case you're not familiar with the story, when God flooded the world to punish humans for their sins, Noah saved 2 of every animal, taking them on board his giant ark until the flood subsided. And individuals with Noah syndrome often actually believe they're taking excellent care of the animals they've taken in, which tend to be cats. They feel like they're rescuing them, which is what leads them to keep acquiring more. Sadly, they're often in denial and fail to recognize the mistreatment their beloved animals are enduring. Animal hoarding is usually linked to neglect in both nutrition and veterinary care.
But what causes someone to become an animal hoarder?
An article on the subject by Psychology Today suggests that animal hoarding is more complex than object hoarding because of the underlying motivation. It cites work by American psychologist Randy Lockwood, who's somewhat of an expert in the field. In a 2018 paper, he identified 3 types of animal hoarder: the overwhelmed caregiver, the rescue hoarder, and the exploiter hoarder. Lockwood says that those who believe they're helping their animals have a savior complex, which is part of a wider delusional disorder, and that's why things often get contentious when the authorities are forced to intervene. Owners will adamantly refuse to part with their pets because they're convinced they're saving them. Experts also say that an emotional trauma, like the loss of a loved one, can trigger the urge to accumulate. From there, things spiral out of control. One cat turns into 3, 3 turns into 10, and so on.
How common is animal hoarding?
Psychology Today says that there are approximately 2,000 new hoarding cases identified in the USA each year, although there likely are many more that occur behind closed doors. Another prominent case of Noah syndrome was identified in Granada, Spain in June 2023, when police were called to the home of a woman who had been keeping 34 dogs in her overcrowded flat. That's right, Noah's syndrome doesn't always see cats being hoarded. A study found that around 82% of cases involved cats, 55% involved dogs, and 11% involved small mammals. Meanwhile, the equivalent figure for each of the reptile, horse, and cattle, sheep, or goat categories was 6%. There you have it. Now you know why Noah syndrome is so dangerous. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.